views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you're listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we offer you tools, tips, techniques, and wisdom for stepping into your authenticity so that you can enjoy true empowerment. Hello, Sabrina. How are you today?
Well, hey, Christine, we manifested a miracle.
We did. Yes, we did. You know, you can't tell this if you're riding in your car or listening on the internet right now, but this show almost didn't get started. There were some technical difficulties.
That's right. And you just have to keep the faith.
Right. And you and I are texting back and forth and getting a little silly. And I know that Brian and Chris were working behind the scenes and trying to make it manifest, and we're just staying in our centeredness and being a little amused by the situation. And here we are. Thanks for everyone involved for manifesting this miracle.
That's right. That's right.
And that's what our show's about this week, huh?
It is. It's. I think it's a fun topic. I think many people, you know, to think about manifesting a miracle can seem really overwhelming.
Right. Right.
And well, a bit intimidating.
Yeah. Well, you know, that brings us to the definition of miracle. What is a miracle?
Well, you know, many people oftentimes will believe that a miracle is something out of the ordinary. Something happens that's out of the ordinary. And, you know, sometimes it's a physical healing miracle where life is saved, something like that, that really gets our attention. But to me, miracles happen every day.
Right. They do. They do.
So and it's just like those tiny little signs that the universe or somebody is listening and paying attention and delivering these things to us on a regular basis.
So it requires an awareness.
You know, awareness always seems to be the key to everything. You know, I'm finding out awareness is really where it's all at.
Uh-huh. That makes sense. So many of these little miracles, I think a lot of people either don't recognize as miracles. They might think they're just coincidences or just an aspect of life. But when you start to tune in and become aware, oh my gosh, they start appearing left and right, don't they?
They do. And that's when you get to really laugh and play and have some fun in life, because there's no shortage of ways that something is getting my attention when it's delivered on a platter and it's
right.
Like, okay, I'm obviously not alone. I am being supported. I'm being heard.
Yeah. And it's hard to know exactly how this works. I mean, it could be that, some people believe that we've got angelic guides and you know, energetic beings who are supporting us. And some people think, oh, it's all about vibration and, you know, you vibrationally attract what it is you're putting out there, on an energetic level. Regardless, it is energetic, and there's some pretty simple formulas, so to speak, to manifest these kinds of things on a regular basis, aren't there?
Well, they seem to be pretty simple, but sometimes we try to complicate them because we try to get too actively involved in the process.
Oh, yeah. It's all about control, isn't it? We want to control what we get, how we get it, how the universe brings it to us, right?
And the time, yes.
I'm very impatient. Yeah, in this fast food civilization, we want it now.
well, that's instant gratification, and that's the society we live in. And, you know, interestingly enough, I think that's what causes us to get bogged down, that instant gratification. We go out and we grab and gather things and bring them into our home, and then pretty soon we're under this mound of clutter, and there's no room for the energy to move and flow.
Oh, yeah, clutter. It's January, so I think a lot of us are thinking about clutter right now, huh?
Yes. and clutter comes not only in the physical forms of things that we accumulate, but also our thoughts in our mind,
right,
and our schedules. Our daily schedules can get very cluttered.
Definitely.
Clutter comes in a variety of ways and can definitely, what I feel like, it's like clogging a drain. It doesn't allow the natural flow so that all the fun possibilities can come through. We're just dealing it and filling it with the things that we think we have to do.
Right. So if miracles are really about an aspect of the flow to the universe, a natural flow of the energetics of what we put out there, then we have to create the space for which that to receive that flow of the miracle.
Yeah, I think so. I think that is very beneficial because then we're in that state of allowing and that spacious space, so to speak, where we can allow the things, the information, the manifestations to come into our experience or awareness. Possibly it always existed. We just couldn't see it through all the forest of clutter.
Right, right. So it seems to me, Sabrina, that there are some key factors involved in manifesting a miracle. You know, and there's a lot of information out there about manifesting, and I know that you and I seem to really connect with the Abraham teachings, you know, the Abraham Hicks teachings.
Yes.
But there's a lot of stuff out there. And, you know, a lot of people talk about visualization, affirmations. What's your perspective on how to manifest a miracle?
Well, basically, first of all, I have to get clear in my intention or what it is that I want. Clarity is essential. And once I have the clarity, then I have to let go. I can't have attachment.
Ah, yeah. That attachment gets in the way, doesn't it?
The attachment definitely gets in the way. And I think it keeps us too rigid and too static to, it's like trying to hold on to water. The more you try to hold on to it, the less you have.
Right. And if you want the things to flow in, if you're holding on, you're actually creating that stagnation and that flow, that blockage, so to speak.
Right. Yes. I mean, you know, it's easy to think of it as going with the flow, a drain or the river that flows. And, you know, we can build up a dam. And once the dam is broken free, the water, the flow will continue on.
Right.
But there's ways to divert that flow through obstacles.
Yeah. So for some reason, I'm remembering something that, you know, in retrospect was quite the miracle that I manifested years ago. When I was still living on the East Coast, before I moved out to the Seattle area, it was a time when I was facing cancer, and I knew that I needed to get out of New Jersey. It was just, it's not that, you know, New Jersey is a problem per se, but there were some things in there, in that state, in my environment, as well as in my graduate program that just, it was causing me some internal distress and I think was helping me to stay ill. So I knew that I needed to move from there. And so my husband and I decided we were going to move to one of two places, and we ended up manifesting Seattle. So, you know, he moved out to the West Coast, to Seattle, and I'm still there, and I'm living in this townhouse. And this townhouse is something that we absolutely have to sell before I can move. Now, strangely enough, it happened to be a really bad market in New Jersey, a bad time to sell, and it was a really hot market in Seattle. So, you know, it's like wanted to get it out of the New Jersey market, get out to the East or the West Coast, and buy something in Seattle quickly.
Right.
So, you know, I was very much aligned to moving to Seattle, and I knew that it was just time for me to move, and so therefore I had that intention. Okay, well, I want to sell this, and it was really important to me. This was the first place I'd ever owned. It was really important to me to select somebody who I liked, who I felt would take good care of my first home, this townhouse.
Right. You had that attachment.
Well, Yeah, and but it was connected to my heart.
It was a good attachment.
It was a good attachment, that's right. And so lo and behold, there's a woman who called us, and as it turns out, she heard about this house from my next door neighbor. She also heard about the townhouse from my therapist. Now, my therapist and next door neighbor didn't know each other at all. It just happened to be she heard about it from two separate sources. And guess what? You know, she was getting divorced. She was going to be taking some settlement money and putting it towards a house. And to make a long story short, even though it wasn't clear it was going to work out, we ended up manifesting a sale. And somebody I really liked bought the townhouse. You know, just in time, I was, you know, 3 weeks later, I joined my husband on the West Coast, and it was perfect in the way it unfolded.
That is a miracle. And against what all the information was telling you it should be.
Right, right. Oh, bad market. You can't sell. We sold without a realtor. Oh, my goodness. Imagine that in a bad market. So anyway, it was one of those things that when I look back, it's like, wow, that was definitely orchestrated and, you know, a pretty wonderful thing. But we're going to be talking more about manifesting miracles, both small and large, when we come back. This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get ready for intentional living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. visit MaryJaneMack.com.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And I apologize for coughing at the end of the break, or before we went to break. But it's a perfect example of how we try to hold back and push and resist against something.
Yep. And eventually
it comes flying through. With a gale force wind sometimes.
Well, you know, the show is on authenticity, Sabrina. So, you know, it's absolutely perfect.
Well, I don't know if that's a miracle that I want to be manifesting, but I love what you were talking about, how, you know, you're able to sell your townhouse in an economy that it didn't look like it was going to be able to happen easily. And here, you know, this, the person who buys the place from you hears about it from two different sources. Talk about a conspiracy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, when I met her, it was kind of like, oh, if I were going to live here longer, I'd want her to be my friend because, you know, we had some of the same interests and everything. So what I ended up doing after manifesting that miracle is the day of the closing, I actually left a letter to her on the kitchen counter.
Oh.
Telling her how wonderful the space had been for us and that it, you know, that we really loved it and felt really good about her purchasing it, and thanked her for, you know, taking on the home and, you know, sort of was passing the baton energetically and, you know, wished her a life of joy and love. And the last I heard, because I was still in touch with the next door neighbor for a number of years, the last I heard was, you know, she'd just gotten divorced when she bought our place. She ended up meeting somebody, falling in love and getting married again, and she ended up moving out of the townhouse. But she lived there for a number of years.
Well, and see, and that's wonderful. And how nice of you to take that time to express your feelings that way, because that doesn't happen very often that we receive something not necessarily from a complete stranger, but just a casual acquaintance that can really uplift and inspire us. And I'm sure that did that for her.
Well, I hope so. But, you know, it was really a matter of my own completion. It just felt really, really important for me to be letting go and moving on to the next thing. And, you know, it was a small townhouse, and it was wonderful in some ways and not so great in other ways. But it was home, and it was the first home I'd ever owned. Yeah, me and the bank. Husband. And it was, you know, so I had great attachment to it as the first. But also, it just felt like it's time for me to let go energetically so that she can embrace it fully and it can be all that she needs it to be for her space. And I knew that she'd be doing some healing after having gotten divorced.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's always a big shift and change. And she may have manifested that miracle too. We don't know.
Right. Yeah. And, as it turns out, she knew her next-door neighbor already, which was probably a very supportive place to be. It was a nice neighbor, really supportive place to be when you're leaving a marriage and going out on your own. And so I thought that was wonderful that she was able to manifest that as well.
Yeah, that is great. And, you know, miracles come in all shapes and sizes and on their own time frame and sometimes quicker than we even knew that we needed it, you know, even knew we needed it. And I think back to the time I was asking my family this morning, I was like, what are some of the miracles I manifest? And they start throwing some things out, which is wonderful that, you know, they remember these things. And my husband had bought me this beautiful, you know, the 3-stone diamond ring, the past, present, future representation.
Oh, and it is beautiful. Yep.
It was, yeah, beautiful memory. It was on my birthday and I was home from work. I was in the bath, and our youngest daughter, who was probably about a year and a half at that point, not even quite, but she was walking. She comes running into the bathroom and throws this little box at me while I'm in the bath. And I open it up, and it's this beautiful ring, because all he told her was, like, go give this to mommy. And in her enthusiasm, she just tosses it to me. But it was just, you know, such a pretty ring and very gorgeous. And I loved it. Well, then come Christmas, either that same year or later, the next following year, he gives me an emerald ring, but he had it sized the same size as this tri-diamond ring.
Uh-huh.
So then I was alternating rings. And I have to be honest, I was a little resentful of the fact that I had to even take the tri-diamond ring off to wear the emerald because I just loved it so much, but I didn't want to hurt his feelings about not wearing the emerald.
Uh-huh.
And in the alternating of the rings, the tri-diamond ring disappeared. And I lost
dear.
It.
Oh.
And I was devastated. I can remember crying over this ring, mm-hmm. you know, just not because it was the material, it was the sentimental loss.
Of
it was
course.
So many, you know, the memory, all those things. And my husband was so supportive, although I know he was cringing inside.
Right.
But he was just so wonderful. He's like, honey, you'll always have the memory of it. You can't let this get to you. You know, don't be so upset. And this is before, this is when I thought the law of attraction was when two people had chemistry.
Uh-huh.
You know, I didn't know about conscious right. manifestation and co-creation and all of these things that we talk about on the show. I had no idea of any right. of it. So I had to just, you know, resign to the fact that the ring was gone mm-hmm. and do my best to move on. And I had my, you know, normal grieving period and everything. Mm-hmm. And probably about, I think it was about 18 months later, 18 months to 2 years later, I was getting ready for a photo shoot. And it was one of those special photo shoots that only your husband gets to see.
Oh.
Yeah. So I had to, you know, pull out some wardrobe that I don't normally just wear every day.
Right.
And I'm in my dresser drawers and I'm pulling, looking for some particular lingerie. And as I pull some things out, well, before that, though, I actually had the thought, I wish I had that diamond ring for the photo shoot because it's just so sparkly and pretty. And I thought, you know, it'd be so pretty in the pictures. So I did have the thought. And as I pulled out the clothes from my middle dresser drawer, the ring falls onto our hardwood floor.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I could not believe it. Which, of course, you know, I went through I emptied my entire dresser. I went through all the drawers looking for it, figuring that it may have fallen into a drawer. Couldn't find it. But yet, when I had, I guess, either released enough attachment mm-hmm. to be able to allow it to come through, I don't know how it came through. I don't know if it was just gone completely or if it was hiding in that drawer the whole time, mm-hmm. waiting for the perfect moment to surprise me. But it seems like there was a little portal that opened up and dropped it into my lap.
That's so funny because you had let go of the attachment already and then said, oh, I'd like to. I'd like to have that ring for this photo shoot, you know.
But knowing I would never find it, you know, it was right. just kind of this little fleeting thought, oh, wouldn't it be nice if, you know, uh-huh. wouldn't it be nice if I had that ring for the photo shoot? Not expecting to find it, not looking for it, and then it just plopped in my lap, basically.
That's great. I love that story. That's fabulous because, you know, that's something that's very valuable that you expected was lost and gone forever, and you'd gone through your grieving process, the letting go, and you got it back. How wonderful.
It was very fun. It was, you know, and of course my husband was elated and, you know, could finally probably tell some of the true stories or feelings and emotions that he had.
Yeah, and the ring was in that photo shoot with the lingerie.
What?
Oh, yeah. So, so sometimes I think that the an important part of the manifesting, whether it's, you know, a big miracle or a little miracle, is the letting go. And, you know, for me, you know, I know I've told the story before of having healed myself of cancer years ago. You know, I had the early stages of lymphoma and the conventional medicine had nothing to offer me at that point. They said, we're going to wait and watch until it's bad enough, then we'll put you on chemotherapy. You know, you'll be on chemo the rest of your life. And so I was looking for all sorts of approaches. And I started doing the affirmations. I did visualization. I shifted my diet. I was doing all the alternative things that were right, you know. And then I found myself, you know, getting worse and getting worse and getting worse. And then I suddenly just found myself engulfed in the grief of not having control over my body. And I remember in that moment of letting go through sobs, the sadness of not being in control. And I remember almost hearing on some level somebody saying, now you understand about how this works. Now we can work together. And so I understood that I had to let go of the control. And at that point, something shifted within me, and I felt this sort of lightheartedness as I moved forward and made new decisions about what to eat and what exercises to do and who to have in my life and not have in my life and what information in the media to ingest and what not to ingest. And, you know, I ended up healing myself of cancer. And so it was a great lesson for me in that, yes, miracles can be really, really large. You know, when the doctors say that kind of cancer just does not go away on its own, you know, I'm proof that we have a lot of power over our bodies. So that was a great big miracle for me to manifest. But it was such an important lesson within the manifestation of that miracle to learn that I had to let go of control. That was a key part of it.
It really is. That control will always come back to causes grief, I think.
Yeah, well, the need to control is based on fear, which tends to manifest that thing that we're afraid of and don't want. But anyway, we'll talk more about manifesting miracles in a moment. This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us. Sabrina and I will be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861 or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising, and I'm so enjoying this conversation that we're having, Christine, of manifesting miracles. And, you know, the small miracles, the big miracles. You've manifested the miracle of curing yourself from cancer. You know, I manifest shopping miracles, you know.
Those are fun too.
Those are fun too, but, you know, we're talking about the control and, you know, the need to let go. But I think it's very important key to know that when, even though you let go, when you get guidance or information, you have to act.
Yes. So do you have an example of that, Sabrina?
Well, I think, okay, a few things, but there's one that was a lot of fun for me. There was, when I started on the spiritual path, I was really into powerful, inspirational quotes. And there's one by Ralph Waldo Emerson, the tiny matters, what lies before us and what lies behind us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. And I found that quote on a beautiful silver cuff metal bracelet, you know, on, it was on a department store that used to be affiliated with Target, Marshall Fields.
Okay. Right.
On their website. And it was $59.95. Not that it wasn't worth it. It was silver, you know?
Right. Right.
But I was like such a cheapskate. I was like, I did not want to spend $59.95 for this bracelet. And yet I would continue to go back to this website and check periodically to see if they had a sale, you know, because it was full price. And honestly, if I would have gotten 20% off, I would have bought it just because I can't resist a sale.
Right.
So I kept going back to check the price and it would continue to remain at $59.95. I let it go after I went to a knockoff jewelry place and actually signed up. There was a place where you could sign up to be notified when they're knockoff, not the sterling silver, not the real silver, but like a cheaper imitation silver cut right. bracelet became available with that quote. And so that's when I let go. I'm like, well, I'll get notified when it's available cheaper, you know?
Right.
But one day I was at work and I got the message, go look at that bracelet. So of course, since I'm at work and I'm productive, I go to the website and I look for the bracelet, but it wasn't on Marshall Fields. It took me directly to Target. And Target's website, and right there it showed it, and it showed it for $19.95.
The same bracelet,
same material, same bracelet. It wasn't $40 cheaper. Price. It wasn't a clearance price. It was just marked $19.95. So I immediately ordered three, which I know equals the $60 it was originally. But I had people I wanted to give it to,
right?
And then the very next day, I thought, you know, I'd like to order a couple more for my mom and another friend.
Uh-huh.
So I went online and ordered two more. And then after a while, I was like, you know, I'd like to have another one for so-and-so. Well, I went online 2 days later, and it was $59.95.
Oh, interesting.
So it was just like for this very short, brief window of opportunity, it had gotten transferred over to another website at a different price incorrectly. And I happened to catch it at that time only because I heard, go look for that bracelet now.
Cool. So you had originally come up with your intention because you found, oh, that's something I'd like to have in my, you know, in my everyday life, that bracelet. And, oh, that price isn't quite what I want to pay. I want to pay less than that, but I still want the good quality bracelet. And then you listened for the information. You paid attention to your intuition, you followed through, took the action, and you got quite the deal.
I did, and I was able to give some really wonderful gifts to other people. I don't know if they love it the way that I do.
Uh-huh.
Still wear that bracelet almost daily. It is my go-to bracelet, so I have definitely gotten my money's worth and then some, but you have to act when you receive the guidance.
Yes.
You can't just sit back and go, oh, well, if it's really meant to be, it'd come to me.
Right. It's funny because you seem to have the knack for manifesting jewelry miracles. You'd think that perhaps you're talking about we're talking about manifesting jewelry miracles on the show because there have been two of them, and I'm about to tell you a third. So it just reminded me of a jewelry miracle that I manifested myself once. I remember there was a day when I was it was a weekend day, and I don't often do sessions on weekends, but sometimes I do to fit somebody in. If somebody's coming in from out of town or they really can't get here during my normal hours, you know, I every once in a long while I'll schedule a session. And so as it turns out, that afternoon, the same day as the session, there was a graduation party for the girl who had babysat for my kids. Now, you know, both my kids have life-threatening food allergies. So the fact that there was somebody I would entrust with my children, you know, she was a really impressive young woman. And so I was really grateful for all that she'd given to my children, and grateful for who she is. She's now, she's studying to be a doctor. She's an amazing young woman. Oh. Anyway, she was graduating from college, and I realized this an hour before my session was going to start. Now, my office was about 10 minutes away from my house, and I realized that I had really wanted to get her a necklace for graduation. So I'm thinking, oh gosh, I'm in the middle of eating a sandwich right now. I've got to somehow go get a gift, go from wherever I get this gift, head to my office and get there within an hour. And I'm thinking, I don't know that this is possible. So I've got a mall that's about 20 minutes away from my house. So I decided, well, I'm just going to go to the mall on a Sunday, oh my goodness, on the weekend, and go buy a necklace. Because I wanted to get her a special necklace. And I had wanted to pay a particular price. I think it was $60. I don't want to spend more than $60 is what I said in my mind. And Alicia, if you're listening now, you know how much your gift costs. But anyway, I'm driving there, and I had made it really clear, okay, somehow this is all going to work out. I sort of gave it over to the powers that be, and I said, okay, please, I need guidance with this. And so, you know, I got guidance to go a particular route that is not the route that I normally take, that I would think, okay, it's going to take a little longer. I remember arguing with my inner guidance a bit. It's like, no, I just need to let go and trust. So I went that way. And then, you know, I wasn't going to pull into the parking garage, and I heard in my mind, go into the parking garage, which is like the parking garage is right outside the store Macy's where I was going to be going. So it's like, okay, well, I'll go in there. And there was a huge line of cars up and down every single aisle. It was just jam-packed, and I'm thinking, oh, gosh, you know, I don't know how I'm going to get parked, get into the store, find something that's really special, buy it, and leave in time, you know. But I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm just going to trust. And so I'm going up and down the aisles, and I'm a couple of aisles away from the parking area closest to the store, and I see a spot, and I'm all excited. And then I notice there's a woman coming in a car in the opposite direction. And she's waiting for the same spot. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness. You know, I'm looking at her thinking, I think she was probably here first. I really don't know. So I sort of put my hands into the air, and she pointed to the spot and drove in, and she looked really appreciative. And I thought, okay, well, that's the right thing to do, because if she was there first, I had to let go and allow her to have that spot. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the clock on my car dashboard thinking, wow, you know, I don't have a lot of time here, but I'm just going to continue this process because this is what they told me to do. And they said to drive up that first aisle, the aisle closest to the store. And I'm thinking, really? So I'd driven it down it before, and I decided to drive down it. And there are all these cars going down there. I'm having to wait to navigate my way down there. And all of a sudden, I notice there's a parking space that all the cars in front of me have driven right past. They didn't even see it. It's one of the closest ones to the store. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I have no idea why, but I'm pulling into this space. So then, you know, I get park and I go run into the store, and they're having, you know, one of these sales. You know, Macy's has these sales, and there's, you know, zillions of people there. So I'm looking in the jewelry case, and I find a necklace. It's like, oh, that looks like Alicia. Oh, I really want to get that necklace. So I'm having to wait for a salesperson because, first of all, you know, I can't access it. It's in the case. And secondly, I have to find out how much it costs. Mm-hmm. And I had a certain limit in mind. So I'm waiting and waiting and trying to be polite. And there are other people ahead of me, and I'm waiting for them to get cared for by the salesperson. And finally, the salesperson, you know, says, oh, well, you know, how can I help you? I said, well, I'd like to see this necklace right there. And, you know, she goes and she gets it out, and she flips the price tag over, and she says, the necklace is $120. And I'm thinking, oh no, you know, that's twice as much as I wanted to spend. And right. She said, but we're having a one-day sale today. It's 50% off. So it's exactly the $60 I wanted to spend. So I said, great, great, you know. And then I paid for it, and I exited the store. And as I was leaving the store, I noticed that there was this Japanese couple with this elderly couple, and one of them was in a wheelchair, and they're heading towards the door, and I'm thinking, I can't just close the door and keep walking, you know? Even though I was in a mad rush, I knew that the right thing to do would be to stand there and hold the door open. So I did hold the door open, and they pushed the gentleman through in the wheelchair. And, you know, it's clear that they were from Japan, and they had very strong accents. But they said thank you, and they bowed down towards me. Well, I had spent almost a month in Japan, so I automatically found myself bowing towards them as well, you know. And then I ended up hurrying to my car. And to make a long story short, I got to my office on time, and my client was 5 minutes late, so I had enough time to take a deep breath and get everything settled. But I had gotten, you know, I'd gotten my intention really clear. I had paid attention to the guidance. I let go of a lot of my attachment and a lot of my fear and trusted through the process and manifested that necklace. But one of the things that I find so fascinating is that it was almost like, okay, well, in order to manifest this, you have to help some other people manifest what they need to manifest, whether it's the person who was waiting for the car and needed to manifest compassion from another human being to give her the space, or the Japanese couple as they exited.
And I love that analogy, and I believe that's true, and I think that's how we allow ourselves to dance with the grace of life.
Yes, absolutely. It's a beautiful way of putting it. Oh, and my long-winded story is taking us into our next break. So when we come back, we'll talk more about manifesting miracles. And we're also going to encourage you to get involved with Authenticity Rising into Action. Stay tuned. Sabrina and I will be right back.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camano Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camano Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising, and we're discussing manifesting miracles. And Christine, what are some of the different miracles that you see in life?
Oh, there are all sorts of them. I mean, you'd think based on the miracles we've shared today that they all relate to jewelry, but not all of them relate to jewelry. You know, they can be big ones like the health crisis or, you know, healing. They can be little things like you're thinking about somebody and then suddenly they call, or you think about them and you're inspired to call them. And it's at that moment when they really need to hear from you. You know, I think about how, I had my old assistant leave a couple of years ago, and it was sort of devastating to me at that point because I'm thinking, I don't know, I'm having a hard enough time. You know, my parents have both passed. I was trying to deal with all sorts of aspects of that. You know, how am I going to run my business? As it turns out, I ended up getting somebody else who's just so amazing. So it was kind of like these, sometimes the events that don't seem to be miracles in the moment actually turn out to be really significant miracles.
Right. So sometimes something that is a perceived loss is only clearing the way for the actual miracle that you need to allow into your life.
Right. That's right.
Which makes so much sense. And yes, you have a wonder. Peggy is absolutely phenomenal. I was actually with you when all of that was going down with your other assistant just leaving town
right.
So abruptly.
Yeah. And it was weird. And I'd already experienced a whole lot of loss at that point, as you know. And it's like, oh gosh. It was almost ridiculous. Like another loss. Like, what do I have left here? You know, I don't know what else is left. But
goes to show we just can't really be attached to anything in our lives. Doesn't mean that we can't love and appreciate and adore and find joy from the things in our lives. It just means that the attachment is what keeps us in that fear mode, in that control mode.
Yeah. And there are several things in life that are really difficult to just completely let go of your attachment to, you know. And I think as a mom, you know, letting go of attachment to my children, having good health and well-being and reasonable happiness, you know, that's a tough one to let go of. But really, yeah, the letting go is such an essential part of it, isn't it?
It really, really is. It's funny that you mentioned the kids. The other day on Facebook, I posted, anyone who knows me as a sweet, loving woman has never harmed one of my children.
I saw that, yes.
And it's so true.
Yeah.
I turned into a whole different person. No one can quite come close to that mama bear sensation that we can all access when we need to.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think that so many of the miracles that happen are the kind that don't seem all that huge. Like, you know, you and I have been having to think back and about some of the bigger ones just because we wanted to share those on the show. But sometimes it's just like little tiny things. You're like, oh, well, I need to go to this store right now. And then you run into somebody you know, and there's like this connection that you get to rekindle. Or, oh gosh, the other day when you and I were going to be hosting for Dr. Pat when she was on vacation or on a working vacation, I'm driving into the studio, and, you know, I've got a show that's going to be airing on KKNW beginning in February, and I'm thinking, you know what, I'm not sure that that's the right day. I think that Friday would be better, and more regularity, say, every week would be good, and I had no idea where that was coming from, because that hadn't manifested. Within 24 hours, I heard from Pat, and she's like, you know what would you think of every Friday instead? You know, those sorts of things, the little things, they happen, and they can happen with incredible speed if we just put it out there, have it connected to our heart, and let go of attachment.
Right. I think, you know, it happens on a more regular basis when we put our personal alignment first. And what I mean by that is making sure that we are connecting to that source within and accessing it as much as possible throughout our day so that we allow the smoothness and the free-flowing energy to permeate through us. You know, you and I have manifested upgrades into suites and first class, mm-hmm. and, you know, things that are sold out, you know.
Exactly.
not because we're attached and we're working hard to do it, but because we're extracting as much joy from our lives as possible.
Oh, that's beautifully said, Sabrina. That is really important, to be in that flow and to be connected with that joy, because it's that joy that puts us into that space of co-creation, powerful co-creation.
And it's in that space that we're having a lot of fun, and that's where I like to be.
Yeah. And that's a lesson I've learned from you over the years, and I'm getting better and better at it. And, you know, I laugh a lot during my day just because life should be fun.
It definitely should be. And yes, you know, the sooner we all grasp and comprehend that, I think the easier we're going to allow all of these transitions that are taking place on the planet as different infrastructures are crumbling that so many people are wanting to cling to because of fear, like the medical system or the educational system or our government and things like that. And it's like, if we can just step back and let go and allow, imagine the miracles we can manifest there.
Right. So speaking of manifesting miracles, that brings us to our dare of the week.
Our authenticity rising into action?
That's right. So what's it going to be?
I think we should dare our listeners to sift through the information of their day and extract the little miracles that happen on a regular basis or just happen throughout the day. Because with that new awareness brings appreciation and gratitude for what is and more joy, which then allows more ease and more flow and more miracles.
There we go. That's a good one. And once you have that under your belt, then the next step is to think of something that's connected to your heart that would bring you joy. And you feel joyful about just sort of being in that space, just thinking about it. And think about it as though it's really happened and let go. Let go and see what happens. See what unfolds.
You know, it reminds me, the whole let go concept is so important for all of us to comprehend and to practice and exercise in our daily lives. And, you know, I always think the dandelion puff, the dandelion is actually one of my favorite flowers. I always go for the underdog. You know, it's the weed that everyone wants to kill. And I'm just like, oh, look at the pretty yellow. And granted, I live on a mountaintop, so I don't have the pristine manicured lawn that so many people are aspiring to have. But I think of how, first of all, sustaining it is and how transformational it is. Right. And as a child, we all love the dandelion puffs and blowing and letting our wishes go off into the wind, letting go and trusting that it's going to come back and manifest.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a beautiful analogy. And I don't really think of dandelions as the underdog because they always seem to win.
I know, but nobody likes them. That's why I think of them as the underdog.
I know. And
they're resilient. All those kids blowing those dandelion puffs means more dandelions in your yard.
That's right. Yeah. So the miracles manifest in a variety of ways. And they're actually easier to manifest than you think. And I think that when we have this concept that they're somehow big, that miracles are something somehow difficult or challenging to co-create, that actually restricts the natural flow. I think miracles, experiencing miracles, is our natural way of living.
Yes, it's our birthright. It's not for the select few who are in God's good graces.
Right. Yeah, and after that photo shoot with the lingerie, I'm not sure you're still in God's good graces. Former Catholic school girl.
Well, I tell you what, if more diamond rings came out of lingerie, we'd all be happy. There'd be a lot more wives ready to wear their lingerie.
Yes, okay, yes, we're supposed to keep this G-rated, aren't we?
Well, that was G-rated. I didn't get into details.
On that note, I think it's time to close the show off for the week. You know where to find Sabrina and me. We're on AuthenticityRising.com and Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina on Facebook. Please, you know, connect with us. Let us know what you think of the show. Let us know what questions you have, what topics you'd like to explore. And we'd love to connect with you. So this is Christine Upchurch on behalf of Sabrina Fritz and myself. Have a great week, and we'll see you here next week, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.